I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Stuff and Practice Series. There's a widely known halacha, or maybe not, we'll address that matzah has to be made within 18 minutes. You can't wait more than 18 minutes from the time that the flour hits the water you start kneading until you get the matzah into the oven. You have to make sure that's within 18 minutes. Otherwise, you have to be worried that it became chametz. Now, what's the basis for this concept? The Gemara in today's daf, Psachim Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara in the middle of the Amud, there's a Mishnah, the Batzah Kacherish, that it's difficult for you to figure out whether this dough became chametz or not. The Mishnah gives a way in order to determine whether it became chametz. The Gemara discusses, what if you don't have that indicator? So the Gemara says, well, it can't wait more than 18 minutes. The amount of time that it takes to walk a certain distance, the distance of a mil, which the Poskim assume is 18 minutes. So if you wait more than 18 minutes, then you have to be worried that it became chametz. So it's naturally following. You can't have more than 18 minutes from when the flour hits the water. You have to be concerned that it became chametz. Makes a lot of sense. It's nearly explicit in the Gemara in today's daf. But many point out that that's not true. We didn't learn it yet, but the Gemara in a few days, and on daf mem ches, and psachim daf mem ches, and mabez, the Gemara quotes from a braisa. The Gemara talks about women that were making matzah, calls mancha oskus bebatzik. So long that they are dealing with the dough, they're kneading the dough, they're still moving the dough around, eino bat lidei chimutz. The dough cannot become chametz. As long as you're still dealing with the dough cannot become chametz, even the entire day long. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and Aruch Chaim Tafen and Tess, and Tzif Beis, that you shouldn't leave it around, but as long as you're kneading the dough, there's no problem. Afilu kol hayom, even the entire day you could be kneading the dough, it's not going to become chametz. So when the Gemara in today's daf says that it can't be 18 minutes, what's that referring to? That's referring to leaving the dough idle. Having it lay around for 18 minutes, that's when there's a problem. So does that mean we should throw away the whole 18-minute thing? We're so careful to rush the process of making the matzah. Make sure it happens within 18 minutes. Why is it that we're rushing so much? All you need to do is make sure that there aren't 18 idle minutes that the dough is just laying around. But if you look in the Ramah doesn't say explicitly, he doesn't say this idea that you have to make sure you bake it within 18 minutes, but he does say you're supposed to rush. And there are two reasons why he says you're supposed to rush. Yesh lahachmir lemaher b'inyan asiyas hamatzos. The Rama strongly encourages, make sure that you make matzos quickly. Why? Because you're going to take a break, a 1 minute break, continue kneading, another minute. Maybe overall you'll have 18 minutes that the matzah sat idle, it was able to become chametz. Therefore, make sure to minimize the amount of time that it takes to make the matzah in order to make sure that it never became chametz. And furthermore, he adds, because this shear, this number of 18 minutes comes from an assumption of a certain climate. In the climate that the Gemara was dealing with, that's when it took 18 minutes. But if it's a hotter climate, maybe in a matzah bakery that's boiling hot, I don't know, perhaps it's able to become chametz quicker. Therefore, the Rama says you should really make matzahs as quick as possible, and certainly that's what many people who make matzah certainly tried. Now, there are other chumras involved in making matzah. It's very complicated making your own matzah. I've heard from numerous people that unless you really know what you're doing, just let the professionals do their job, and hopefully they'll do it correctly. But if an amateur gets involved, the amount of things that he can mess up on makes it not worth it. Everyone should have a wonderful day.